Hi, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. One of the most important, beneficial things that you and I can do in 2025 is regularly reading God's Word. And many of us, perhaps, have started a Bible reading plan to read through the Bible in a year, or maybe you have some other Bible reading goal for the year, and if you do, that's great. But James 1:22 also reminds us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And this points us to the important truth that our Bible reading is meant to be transformative and not merely informative. We don't read the Bible simply to fill our minds with information or to check off a box on our to-do list. The Bible is God's word to us. And in it, God gives us promises to be believed, warnings to be heeded, and commands to be obeyed. The Bible is a means by which God is changing us from the inside out, building us in faith, and growing us into the image of Jesus. As Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. James warns us of the danger of being a hearer but not a doer. And he says that such a person is self-deceived. He's like a man who intently looks at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. In a way, God's word functions like a spiritual mirror. You look in a mirror to get a true assessment of yourself. And what you see there tells you the truth about your appearance, whether you like it or not. The mirror can show you things you were unaware of that may need to be addressed. A smudge of dirt on your face, a tie that's crooked, makeup that's running, or a piece of food in your teeth. And when you look in the mirror and you see something that's wrong, the next logical step is to correct it if you can. If you look in a mirror and you see dirt on your face, and then you walk away without washing off the dirt, that would seem foolish, or at least not very helpful. What good was it to look in the mirror in the first place? And James tells us that similarly, a hearer of the word who is not also a doer is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. God's word, like a mirror, tells us the truth about ourselves and our spiritual condition. Reading the Word is like coming to a mirror where we can see ourselves in the light of God's truth. And it corrects our misconceptions about ourselves. It exposes the error of our worldly thinking in the light of God's truth. It shows us the spiritual blemishes and dirt of sin in our lives. And the purpose is that by God's grace, we can act on what His Word shows us. We act on it by repenting of the sin that has been exposed in the light of His Word and choosing obedience to His commands. We act on it by choosing to believe the promises and hope provided in the gospel. We act on it by adjusting our priorities and values so as to align with what God's Word says is truly valuable and beautiful. James goes on to say in verse 25, "But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." We should be committed to the reading and hearing of God's word, and to make that a high priority in our lives. But to truly experience blessing from the reading of God's word, we need to also be committed to receiving it as God's word, and acting on it by faith. So let us resolve in this new year not only to read God's word, but to be doers and not hearers only. This is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.